For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everyone. This is Helena Hart. Welcome back to my Master Your Magnetism podcast. I'm talking with Dr. Diana Kirshner again today. She's a PBS expert and psychologist. She's also the star of the Amazon Prime show Love in 90 Days, which is based on her best-selling book, Love in 90 Days. We have a fantastic topic for everyone today. I'm really looking forward to diving into this. So welcome and thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much, Helena. I have the most fun with you. Absolutely.
We always have a great time talking about these really important topics. Today, we're going to be talking about how to find love again, even after heartbreak or loss. Maybe you've just gone through a breakup or you feel rejected because you had high hopes for a potential relationship with someone and it didn't work out. And we just have so many great things to share today. But before we get started, I know you're still offering a free coaching session for women in my community. Is there anything you want to say about that quickly before we get started?
Well, it's been very, very exciting. There is a free session that you guys can have. And just lately, we had somebody have their session and they understood exactly what they needed to do to get their ex back. And I'm happy to say that he's come back.
I know your coaches can help people no matter what situation they're in, right? If they're single and looking to find the right person, or if they're in a situation or a relationship, this will be a free 40-minute session. That'll be the first link in the show notes. It should take you 30 seconds or less. You just put your name and your email address. In the last box, it says, who were you referred by? Just put my name, Helena Hart, and the session will be totally free. So all that information will be in the show notes. Let's dive into this topic. Why does it hurt so much? Why is it so difficult when you feel rejected or when you've gone through a breakup or heartbreak or loss of some kind? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that and get your perspective as a psychologist.
Yeah, well, you know, researchers at UCLA have found that feeling rejected actually activates one of the same areas of your brain as physical pain. That's why you feel so bad when you lose somebody. You know, you're rejected, you break up, or your partner even passes away. In their study at UCLA, they found that the more loneliness the person felt, the more activity they had in the part of the brain called the anterior cingulate, which is the part that also registers physical distress. So your pain, any pain you're feeling from loss, is actually physiological, and it can be excruciating, as we all know. However, there's research about how to help that process, how to heal that problem that's going on in your brain. And that's what we can jump into today.
I'd love to hear more about that. Thank you so much for sharing. I love getting the science behind why it can be so painful. Like you said, we've all been there. So what do you suggest for someone who's still in the midst of that pain and heartbreak? What can they do to start feeling better and turning things around?
Yeah. Number one is sharing with close, loving friends. Now, research shows that talking about your upset has been shown to lessen this activity in the pain feeling part of the brain. That being with a loving friend helps the brain to release natural opioids. Can you believe that? There are natural opioids, and you feel like you want your bestie and you want to go hang out with her and have a nice hug. This is actually going to release natural opioids in your brain, which are like the painkillers found in opium. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Isn't that something that we women somehow know this without knowing this? You know, and we turn to our loving friends when we're upset, when we're crying on the couch, you call your besties and do it. Definitely make time to see your friend. Don't isolate. You want to go and see your loving friends and cry it out and talk about it. And you will find that you will feel much, much, much better.
It's so true. I've definitely experienced that. And I also understand the tendency to want to isolate when you feel like you're not going to be very much fun and you just want to stay home and cry, but actually just almost forcing yourself to get out there and do something with a friend or family member, someone who makes you feel better, someone who could even make you laugh. It really makes all the difference in the world. So that's fantastic. Do you have any other tips for someone who's at that place?
Absolutely. I have a few of them. There were some researchers at Johns Hopkins where they found that practicing relaxation techniques actually gets rid of heartache. This can include meditation, deep breathing, journaling, really opening up that core. This actually works. This will really help you to feel better. So get out that journal, maybe do some breathing, do some meditation, get out in nature. People don't realize it, but there's a form of meditation that's called contemplation. And in contemplation, what you do is you actually go outside in nature and just be with the trees or the water. That's very healing kind of salve. And that's a form of contemplation to put your attention out on to something in the world. It works.
I love that so much. I'm like the classic person who thinks they're not meditating right or they're not doing it right. So even just getting out in nature, getting into a peaceful environment and appreciating that, that will help as well.
Yeah. And everybody worries they're not doing it right.
I found that as well. Definitely. I'm like, is this doing anything here? So a state of appreciation or calmness or peacefulness can help even if you're in the midst of heartbreak. So that's fantastic. Do you have any other tips here, or would you like to move into how to actually start healing and finding love again?
Just a couple of other things that are really important. One is to exercise. We break up, we get dumped, we get ghosted, we lose our loved one, and we tend to just get very sedentary. You want to lay on the couch watching old movies, you know, eating that ice cream, and getting sedentary is the worst thing you can do. Exercise is very important because exercise also releases opioids, the painkillers. It actually releases opioids. So even if you don't feel like it, 5 minutes here and there will really help you. Have you found that too, Helena?
Absolutely. And years ago, I was interviewing a breakup recovery expert. That was one of her tips. When you want to isolate and not go out with your friends, it's the same thing. You don't want to go to the gym. You don't want to go for a walk, but just getting out there, even just for 5 or 10 minutes to start, I think can really help.
So the last thing, which is really interesting, is that imaginary conversations with your ex, and these are not real conversations, but imaginary conversations with your ex can really, really help to let go of that grief, to let go of that fixation. You know, we get so fixated on the guy. You can actually sit in a chair, you can get 2 empty chairs, and you put your ex in one chair and you talk to him, just say whatever comes to mind. I actually happen to have a little piece written down here of what one of our clients, Julia, said in talking in an imaginary way to her very narcissistic ex. You want to hear that?
I would love to hear that.
Yeah. She says, "You sucked me in at first with all this generosity, but once you had me, only took, took, took. And you were the one who abandoned the relationship, even though I bent over backwards for you. You withdrew slowly from me to the point where there was nothing left. Well, I have learned from this relationship. I will watch out for myself. I will speak up for myself." That's it. I love that. Don't you love that?
Yeah, so many people complain that there is no closure and that can actually keep them stuck on someone, even if the person ghosted them. And so is this a way to sort of get that closure, at least from your side of things?
Absolutely. Yeah, closure is always from your side. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. All that matters is what's going on inside you. And so you being able to just say your truth is phenomenal. If you write it out as a letter, that's good, but you do not send it. This is just for you. And what's really great, you heard at the end, she decided to take a stance that will stretch herself going forward. She says, "I've learned from this relationship, I will watch out for myself. I will speak up for myself." You see, those two things, that puts you back. When you stand up for yourself, those two kinds of statements, they will put you back into a state of self-love.
Definitely.
Which is where you've lost. You move away. We move away from self-love when someone hurts us like that. We move away. We get mean to ourselves, really. And taking a stand and deciding, I'm going to fight for myself. I will not let this happen again. Even if someone has ghosted you, you could do this. You can write your letter or do it in the chair, or you could just say it out loud, have this imaginary conversation, declare your new way of being. And it will really, really, really help you because you will will get back to respecting yourself, appreciating yourself, loving yourself. Like Julia, she felt a lot better and was able to let go of this guy and wound up meeting an amazing guy. So it was really great that things fell apart. It was wonderful that things fell apart because she met her real soulmate. And that's the way it really sometimes plays out. You're in the darkest of the dark, and it's just before the lightest of the light.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Absolutely. I've heard about that time and time again from countless women in my community and clients that I've had over the years. When she's able to really break free from that relationship and move on, she can actually pretty quickly attract someone who's a much better match for her.
It's shocking how quick that can be, because The truth is, you've learned what you want. You've learned In spades what you want. Like Julia learned, she did not want a narcissistic man, right?
Right. It's so true. So yeah. Speaking of that client, or the many clients that we've probably both had over the years who have broken free from bad relationships or gone through pain or heartbreak only to attract their soulmate or the right person for them shortly thereafter, do you have any other practical things women can do when they want to put themselves out there, especially after healing from a heartbreak?
Well, it's always great to get a makeover, and easy to do. You know, you don't spend a lot of money. Just look for somebody. You could do a little bit of a trendier haircut or a trendier hair color. Give yourself a gift of a new look, a new being. We've talked before about how you can give yourself a little nickname too, which is always helpful. You know, you're going to be dressing Vivacious Vixen, Irresistible Chosen, Beloved One. You can give yourself a nickname and then get your makeover. And when you look in that mirror, you're going to fall in love. You're going to see, oh my God, I'm so adorable. Man, did he lose out, because success is the best revenge. And it starts with you loving yourself.
I love it. We talked very in depth about that. You actually shared a powerful exercise to rewire your brain for irresistible self-confidence. That was the last episode we recorded together. I can include links to that one if anyone's interested in checking that out. That did phenomenal. I got such a great response from that one here on my podcast. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Really loving yourself from the inside out, then making those outer changes to reflect that. And you look in the mirror, you see a whole new face. You feel like a whole new person. Any other tips you have for women who are wanting to get back out there and find love again?
Yes, please make sure you follow a dating program of three. That means you're looking for three guys to date, to be on your dance card. I know you can't even find one good guy to date, but you're going to put in your mind that you're going to look for three great guys to date and go a little bit of an extra mile. You know, if you've only been working one site or app, use two or use even three. Go an extra mile. In other words, take this as a challenge to do more for you. Just take this as a challenge. You know what? I'm going to do so much for me. I'm going to build myself into the most incredible being I can be and love myself as much as I can. And I'm going to create the most amazing relationship, a shockingly great relationship. That's what I'm going to be up to. So when you get into that kind of mindset, you will find a few guys. And the reason I want you to find a few guys is I don't want you to fall into a relationship too rapidly with the same guy with the same kind of problems. Instead, if you're casually dating three, only kissing's allowed, but no real sex, you're going to be able to see who feels really good and is saying and doing all the right things so that they are really crazy about you. They're really willing to grow for you. They're really meeting all your needs. And if there are a few that they're not meeting, if they're willing to grow, they will eventually learn how to meet all your needs.
Got it. So it sounds like what you're saying is that'll help you not jump into a relationship quickly with someone just to fill that void, fill that space, that hole in your heart, and then try and make it work with someone who's not quite right.
Exactly.
If you're dating a few people casually, if one falls away, that's a great thing. It's like, okay, he's not the right person. That's perfect. He's making room for somebody else who could be a better match to step in, and you're not getting invested in any one particular man until you really get to know each other and they come through with what you want. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely perfect. Right on. You don't want to get stuck in some kind of rebound relationship, which you cling to because you're feeling bad and it's not the right guy. And you feel like crap. You know, you don't really feel that good in the relationship, but you're clinging. You don't want that at all. You want to go out there and find just the right people. And they are there. They are there. New men are coming on the market all the time. They get to an age where they decide they want a family. They're coming on all the time. I want you to know that. So you can have your three great guys. And who knows, your ex may try to come crawling back to you, which is a topic for another show. If your ex will come crawling back to you.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. I get comments every day pretty much on my YouTube videos. It's just when I started moving on, he came back around. What do I do? And it's so true what you said. I had a client last year, amazing woman in her 60s. She was a widow and getting back out there for the first time in I think over 25 years. And she just had a phenomenal time dating in abundance, just like you described. Met a really great man who treats her like gold, and they're having a fantastic time together. And so I just see this happen all the time. People think that there's just no hope for them. And we are here to convince you that no man is your last chance. There are so many great men out there, but it can be easy to convince yourself that that's not the case if you haven't experienced that before, right?
Exactly. You start thinking real negatively. There are no good men. There are no good men at my age. There are no good men at my weight. I'm too fat. There are no good men in my area. We could easily start this BS thinking. That's not true. Just not true. So you got to go for it. You really got to go for it. I want you to promise right now that you will go for it if you're listening to this, and you're going to be shocked and surprised and so happy. Khalil Gibran, the poet, he says, when love beckons to you, follow him, even though his ways are hard and steep. And when his wings enfold you, yield to him, though the sword hidden among his pinions may wound you. But when he speaks to you, believe in him. So losing someone, that's when you get that sword that wounds you. But ultimately, you can believe in love. If Helena and I have done it, you can do it. You know, I have a ridiculously difficult background. Unwanted daughter born to a family that only wanted boys. That was the unwanted fifth daughter. And I'm living in a state that I would be shocked. It's so wonderful. A state of love with my husband. And if we can do it, you can do it. Right, Helena?
Oh, I say that all the time. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is so beautiful. And I love that quote you shared too. And I always say that if I can do that, anybody can. And it can be hard to believe, but I've just seen it happen over and over again. Just countless stories of women finding love, even if they thought it wasn't possible for them. And I think that's the perfect time to get support if you have just gone through a breakup or you're going through some kind of loss. Even if you were never actually officially in a relationship with that person, you just feel rejected and heartbroken, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, it's like a trampoline. If you go to get support, it's like jumping on a trampoline. You go down, you've gone down already, right? But the support is like a trampoline that helps you go up even higher than you thought. It's the first time I ever realized this in terms of that metaphor, but it's really like a trampoline. You can take yourself right now, you're in a downstroke, to a tremendous upstroke, like a trampoline. That's your opportunity. And I definitely want you to take advantage of our free gift. You can use this as a trampoline. When I had to do my PBS love special on finding love, it was very daunting and scary because I had never trained to be a solo performer for an hour. So I reversed roles with one of my coaches and I didn't think I could do it. But in the green room, she did a lot of what we've been talking about today, this kind of work, putting me into a trampoline of possibility. And I was able to come out there, give myself a nickname of the Radiant Beacon of Loving Guidance. The show was flawless. And at the end, I fell to my knees actually weeping in gratitude. And three people in that studio audience, which was only 200 people, were able to get married from hearing my lecture. That tells you the quality of these coaches. And you can have a 40-minute session with somebody on that level of coaching. So definitely go and click below and take advantage of that and create the trampoline now for you.
That is amazing. And I saw your show on Amazon Prime, by the way, and I thought, how did you do that? I would never even want to attempt that in a million years. I would die of stage fright.
Yeah, it's airing. That is the original show. It's now airing as a Prime.
Yeah. I thought it was so good. So I love hearing that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I love that you're giving away a free 40-minute coaching session for women in my community. No strings attached, right? With one of your amazing coaches.
Absolutely. Yeah. No strings attached. You get in there, you will get help. You will come out of this with that trampoline experience, no matter how dark it seems right now and impossible for you. So jump on this.
And I love that they can help no matter what situation you're in, even if you've been single for a long time, or maybe you're in a relationship, you'd like a second opinion or some guidance. So that'll be the first link in the show notes. Just be sure to put Helena Hart, my name, in the last box that says, who were you referred by? And that session will be completely free. So thank you so much for sharing. That is so generous of you. Are there any last words of wisdom you want to share here today before we close out?
Yes. Don't quit before the miracle. Don't quit before the miracle, loves.
I love it. Very powerful advice. I'm glad I didn't quit before the miracle. It would have been so easy to give up, but I'm so glad I didn't do that. And I just love your story and everything you shared here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The biggest mistake women make when a man is hot and cold, acting distant, or pulling away is something called a connection barrier, and it only pushes him further away. If you'd like to read about what a connection barrier is so you don't accidentally make it, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.